Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world. Children who are getting ready to go to bed, getting ready to have Mr. Sandman come and sprinkle pixie dust on them as they go to sleep and have wonderful, wonderful, wonderful dreams. Yes, being Mr. Candle is an exciting adventure. And one time I had an exciting adventure, and I was with these children, and we were out in the woods, and we were sitting by the tent there, all of us, and we were just getting ready to go to bed. But before we went to bed, we were sitting there with me sitting on a stool right next to all the children, burning, glowing, lovely in the night. And the children were saying, "Wow, isn't this a wonderful night? It's so cool and so beautiful, so lovely, and yet it's so warm and so pleasant. It feels like sleeping outside of it instead of inside in the tent." And all the children were saying, "Ah, who wants to sleep in a tent? I want to sleep outside." And then Jeannie said, "Hey, Henry, do you realize if you sleep outside, it gets moist at night, there's dew in the air?" And Henry says, "Yeah, that's okay. That doesn't bother me." And Rex, he said, "That's kind of silly. I'd rather go in the tent and be warm and snug and cozy in my sleeping bag and have my sleeping bag be all dry when I wake up in the morning." And Henry says, "Well, you go ahead. I like to sleep out here." And the children sat out there, and then they looked at the sky, and pretty soon they saw a big cloud float across the moon and sort of make the moon all covered up. And Jennifer says, "Mr. Candle, we better be careful. You might get blown out. It looks like there's a little wind coming up. It looks like it might be rainy too, because that big old cloud up there might have some rain in there." And the other children says, "Oh, don't talk like that. It's a lovely night. It's a lovely night." And then, lo and behold, a little breeze came up and went woof, and blew out me. Blew me out. I was not lit anymore. Mr. Candle was not lit anymore. And Jennifer ran into the tent to get a match. And she says, "We got to light Mr. Candle. We got to light Mr. Candle." And Maxine says, "But if you light Mr. Candle, he'll just blow out again because of the wind." And so Freddie said, "Hey, I have this globe that we'll put over Mr. Candle so he can keep burning, but the wind won't blow him out." Well, pretty soon, Maxine found the matches and lit Mr. Candle. Lit me. And she lit me. And as she did that, Freddie put the globe over me, which was open on top, and I glowed brightly inside. It sort of sparkled everywhere, and everybody said, "Oh, how wonderful. I believe it's going to be a wonderful night." And sure enough, the children thought to themselves, "It's going to be a wonderful night." And they looked around, and Freddie says, "Yep, I like to wrap myself just like I did with Mr. Candle and put him inside that wonderful glass globe, because that way nothing out in the world can disturb me. I'm going to surround myself with my pure white light of love." "Oh, Freddie, how you talk," Maxine said. "It just takes a match to light it. But if I put the globe around it, it'll stay lit, and Mr. Candle will be there whenever I want him. He could burn all night long and be safe, because nothing can touch him." "Well," Maxine said, "I guess you're right, Freddie. I guess you're right." And Rex says, "Oh, I'd rather just go to bed." And so, after a little while, all the children sat down around Mr. Candle and said, "Mr. Candle, is it a lovely night?" And I spoke to them, and they heard me. And I said, "Yes, boys and girls, it's a lovely night because you have made it that way." And they said, "Well, Mr. Candle, I would like it to be a nice, still, beautiful night that is just lovely. Rex was very definite about that. And so, Mr. Candle spoke up and said, Rex, I kind of am your kind of man. I think a quiet evening is a good thing. Rex, what do you say we let the windy night and the clouds and the rain go by? Oh, that's a nice idea, Rex said. Let's do that, Mr. Candle. And so, Mr. Candle said, all right, now, let's each one of us close our eyes, and each one of us say, it is a clear, beautiful, quiet night, and all is peaceful and lovely. It is a clear, beautiful, quiet night, and all is peaceful and lovely. It's a clear, beautiful, quiet night, and all is peaceful and lovely. And the children repeated the mantra again and again and again. And then they sang it. And then they whistled it. Rex was good at whistling. And so Rex whistled while everybody sang. And then pretty soon they all stopped at one instant for no reason at all until they stopped. And then they opened their eyes. And they looked around and there was not a cloud in the sky. The moon was still big and bright, shining down on them, a full, glorious moon. And all of the sky was clear as crystal could be. And the air was still. And it was peaceful. And Rex says, this is my kind of night. And Mr. Candle said, anyone can do that if you wish, by speaking your word and saying what it is you want in life. Jennifer said, perhaps the wind is coming up. I like the wind. Look, it might snow. It might rain. It might do whatever. And you name it and claim it. And so, children, as you name and claim a beautiful night, a beautiful weather, a beautiful sky, then these are the things that you experience. Oh, Mr. Candle, I never saw it happen so quick, though. Well, you practice it. You practice it more often, boys and girls, and you'll find that it does work real quick. Oh, hey, be careful now. Here comes Mr. Sandman. He's coming right up to our tent right here, and he's going to sprinkle pixie dust all over us. Now, everybody, get your sleeping bag in the tent, out of the tent, wherever you want, and slide down in your sleeping bag. And mentally take your mommy and your daddy in your arms and say, mommy and daddy, I love you, I love you, I love you. And snuggle them and huggle them. And take your pets and huggle your pet. And take your brothers and sisters and your relatives and anybody you know in your world and huggle them and say, grandma, I love you. Grandpa, you're wonderful. And as you say that to them, you're seeing them in your mind's eye. You're seeing them in your heart. And you're loving them, and they feel that love, and you know that love. Okay, now, slide down. Here comes Mr. Sandman. Pixie dust all over you. Happy dreams, boys and girls. I'll see you another time. And know that this is Mr. Candle saying, I love you. I love you. I love you.